I come from a family of gamblers, and my future, it turned out, was their biggest gamble. Everything about the morning I left the Philippines was rushed, bordering on panic. I was barely awake when Mama snatched me from bed and hurried me into a cab. There was no time to brush my teeth, no time to shower. A few months prior to that morning, Mama had told me the plan. We were going to America. I would be going first, then she would follow in a few months, maybe a year at most. Until that drive to the airport, Mama and I were inseparable. She didn't work because I was her work. She made sure I was doing well at school. She cooked every meal, usually a fried egg with spam for breakfast. And if I was good, her special spaghetti dish with chicken liver. On weekends, she dragged me to her card games and mahjong games. Our apartment was so tiny that we shared a bed. I was Mama's boy. It was still dark outside when I arrived at Ninoy Aquino International Airport. For reasons she wouldn't explain, Mama couldn't come inside the terminal. Outside, Mama introduced me to a man she said was my uncle. In my ragtag family of blood relatives and lifelong acquaintances, everyone is either an uncle or an aunt. After handing me a brown jacket with a Made in USA label in its collar, a Christmas gift from her parents in California, the grandparents I would soon be living with, Mama said matter-of-factly, "Baka malamig doon. It might be cold there." It was the last thing I remember her saying. I don't remember giving her a hug. I don't remember giving her a kiss. There was no time for any of that. What I do remember was the excitement of riding in an airplane for the first time. As the Continental Airlines flight left the tarmac, I peeked outside the window. I had heard that my native Philippines, a country of over 7,000 islands, was an archipelago. I didn't really understand what that meant until I saw the clusters of islands down below, surrounded by water. So much water, embracing so many islands, swallowing me up as the airplane soared through the sky. Whenever I think of the country I left, I think of water. As the years and decades passed, as the gulf between Mama and me grew deeper and wider, I've avoided stepping into any body of water in the country that I now call my home. The Rio Grande in Texas, not too far from where I was arrested. Lake Michigan, which touches Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. States with big cities and small towns that I've visited in the past few years. And the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. I'm the person who goes to Miami and Hawaii without ever going to the beach. When people think of borders and walls, they usually think of land. I think of water. It's painful to think that the same water that connects us all also divides us, dividing Mama and me. I left the Philippines on August 1st, 1993. I was 12 years old.